Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Halsey Internet Radio. We're all live with the
chasing a dream, chasing a rainbow. It's just like chasing a dream. You know they say that there's a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Did you follow your dream? Did you follow all that rainbow? You know they say there's a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Tell me, my friend, did you follow your dream? Tell me, my friend, did you follow your rainbow? 'Cause chasing a dream is just like following the wind, and you don't know just where it's going. But chasing a dream, just like chasing a rainbow, chasing a rainbow is just like having a friend. They will be there with you through thick and thin. Did you give up? You when it got hard? Did you give up? Oh, regardless, how hard? Did you give up? No matter what the fun. Was it thick or was it thin? Oh, did you stick with them like a friend? Chasing a rainbow, just like even a friend. Chasing a rainbow, oh, it's just like having a friend. How about you, my friend? Did you stay there? Did you stay with him? Did you follow your dream? Did you follow it all the way to the end? Chasing a rainbow is just like chasing a dream. You don't know. Oh, where it's gonna end. Chasing a rainbow, oh, it's just like chasing the wind. Stick with it, my friend. Chase your rainbow. Chase it all the way to the end.
That was Chasing a Rainbow by yours truly, Freddie C. Howard, here at Halsey Internet Radio. Thank you for listening, and welcome to Halsey Brecken Gospel Blog Talk Radio. Enjoy the broadcast.
Okay, good morning.
just got through talking to Dr. Michael McCorvey. He's CEO of the National Association of Black Defenders. We're here in the studio at 231 6th Avenue here in Beatrice, Alabama. We have had a very good year. We have been blessed with the broadcast that we've been doing here on we spent 95% of our time on Mixcloud. We have been having problems with Blog Talk Radio continuously throughout the year. My normal payment for all of our listeners has been $1,600 a month, and it varied in different ways. And it doesn't cost but $39 a month. And a lot of times we don't have that $39 a month. And whenever we're not going to be able to make that payment, we let Blog Talk Radio know through messages, through their contact information, that we're not going to be able to make that, and to change our payment date to certain times whenever the money is on my credit card. The post office has been absolutely terrible this year. I send $100, $200, $300 to on the credit card, and it takes it 2 or 3 weeks to get there, and it end up not being posted, and therefore I run in trouble with Blog Talk Radio, and I can't communicate with them. It's just been an absolute mess. Just like now, every time you try to pay your bill online with the credit card and there's money on the card, Blog Talk Radio come up with some crap talking about a code. I just like for them to charge the card and pay the bill and be done with it. But that's the same thing. Just like right now, they're talking about sending what's on my page when I add the code. All I know now, it still got up here about upgrade, and I've already upgraded, and it's just a mess. But anyway, I tried to add some radio files, and come to find out, I cannot add any more sound clips. So today, I'm going to be going through some of the sound files that I've had over the years, and deleting some of them. Otherwise, I can't add another sound file. It's just something all the time. I've been with Blog Talk Radio now for probably more than 12 years, I know. And but it's just getting to be a hassle. It really is. It looked like it was, I don't know. But anyway, I'm kind of a little bit tired of it now. Whenever you get money on the card, hell, the card won't go through. Then they're talking about a code. I don't even see what the hell need for a code. You know what the payment is and what it's supposed to be. Why not just charge the card and be done with it? But anyway, you'd be trying to communicate with them, and it's just an absolute mess. I do want to say this one thing. The online call has been excellent lately. For a while there, it was a mess, constantly going in and out and all kind of stuff like that. But I do appreciate them for their call connection here lately. It has been quite good. I do appreciate that. We want to thank all of the listeners that have been with us over the years. We are spending most of our time now and uploading on Mixcloud and other places. We want to thank Representative Thomas E. Jackson, who we have been broadcasting his four-hour broadcast continuously now for over a year, and excellent following, and we do appreciate that. We really want to thank all of the supporters that's been here with us. And we want to thank all of you that have been listening to us over the years. We are not being negative. We're just being real. Like I say, this is a radio December 24th, 2021 Christmas checkup. God has been good to us, and he continues to be good. He always makes a way for us. We want to talk a little bit about how Super American Gospel Radio. We did a mix here with playing some jazz music mixed with some information on voting. It's brought to you by the Women League Voters Education Fund. And if you need to know how to vote and be up on what you're voting and where you voted and where your voting place is and what precinct you are to go vote in, you can go to https://www.vote411.org/, and it will give you all the information that you need so far as where your voting place is. You put in your name, your address, your zip code, and it will come up with the information. Now, all the information as you get closer to the February voting date, all that information will come up. And we hope it will be helpful for you in getting registered to vote. There's things taking place in this country. There has been a lot of misinformation, and I dare say Fox News, I turn to them, and I'm hoping that they are doing some positive things on there at times, which they do. But 99% of the time, they're just pumping out negative stuff about the Democratic Party and Joe Biden and what is getting wrong and all of this stuff like that. It's just so much negativity that is sickening. And I don't understand how in the world do they think that is there are folks that hating and perpetuating this type of hate against each other by the crap that's being pumped out on Fox and other supposed to be news mixed media, and it's all garbage instead of giving real news, real facts and different stuff like that. Just like that, the storm that went through Kentucky and some other places like that. And God has a way of punishing all of us when we punish one of us, because we are all one and the same. Some of us try to live the best they possibly can and treat people decently, but there are other folks that out there, all they want to do is step on somebody else's neck. Now, I'm going to tell you all something. The stuff that went down on January the 6th, do you know if those were black folks, do you know Washington would have ran with blood? But the majority of those folks were white folks. There were some black folks there and other types, people there. But the majority of those folks there was white folks hating on Mexicans, Puerto Ricans, Anglos, hating on blacks, hating on Indians, and they are sick ass folks. Excuse my expression. They are sick people, and all that stuff that they're doing, the news media has not ignored it, but Fox has ignored it. Republican politicians who were but a part of putting that crap together, of trying to overthrow presidential election. Donald Trump, I'm going to say Donald Trump is an evil man. Donald Trump is an evil man. And he's going to continue to do that as long as he's got food walking behind him, just like the people in Guyana was, following behind that man, drinking that poison Kool-Aid. they just do not see. Now, I have my faults and I have made my mistakes and continue to make my mistakes just like all other human beings. And God's going to judge me just like he judged us. But some of us, your judgment and mine may too, and you going to send you straight to hell. And America, sitting down talking about how great America is. America is made up of human beings. It has made mistakes like all other nations. Every other nation under the sun and every color under the sun has had an opportunity to run this world. And every single one of them have failed. The Anglo white man is the last one that's got it, and he's going to take it straight to destruction. They are the last one. But God's not going, he's going to come in time to save those that need to be saved. He always do. But these white folks that's running this stuff now, that's ignoring this stuff and the January the 6th issue, they talking about it, act like it did not happen. Y'all better wake up. This ain't no game that's being played. It might look like a game. But this is a death march for this country. It's a death march. Instead of trying to do right, treat people right, we haven't seen nothing yet. It's going to get even worse than that. Because God don't like ugly. God don't like evil. What is required of a man? It's required that he be humble and walk with his God. That's I got a call here, 202. All right. I was talking a little bit long.
Good morning.
How you doing? And welcome to House of Reverend Gospel Blog Talk Radio. I got to talking there and then talking about what's going on in this country. Didn't see your number. How you doing there? You doing all right?
Doing pretty good. This is Dr. McCorvey of NAB.
Okay.
And I want to.
Did you hear me? I'll
come to you a whole lot clearer today than I have in the past. I got, did give me a new phone, praise the Lord.
Good to talk to you, doctor.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's good to be here.
You got
to be talked to.
Say whatever you need to say. This is it.
Amen.
End of the year, we've had a good year. I thank you for your support, Dr. McCord.
Amen. Amen. This is Reverend Michael McCorvey coming to you live from the National Association of Black Defenders. Our end of the year. And I want to, first of all, thank all our supporters. We want to also thank our non-supporters.
Mm-hmm.
Because we know that in our heart, we have a heart, the heart to support if we can. I want to say something this morning that's going to be national news. And that is that as president and CEO of the National Association of Black Defenders, our reorganizing committee is putting some things in place for next year. I will remain president of the National Association of Black Defenders for another term, according to our executive board of directors. And we're looking for you to be supportive of the organization, our cause, and what we stand for. This has been a year of reckoning, not only for me, but for our board, for our members, as well as for our listeners. Every day has not been a Sunday. Every day was not promised to us to be a Sunday. But every day is a new day when we wake up in the morning time and say, Lord, thank you. Thank you for giving me a new day. Every day is a new day when we can wake up in the morning time and say, Lord, I see sunshine again. Thank you for the sunshine. In spite of what you're going through or how you're feeling and what has been poured on you or what has been said about you, you hold your head up and you keep going. You keep fighting like a good soldier because a good soldier doesn't give up in battle. A good soldier holds out until the end. He fights. He fights the good fight of faith, and he walks the walk of faith, and he doesn't turn down because he's been turned down. He continued to go on. He continued to strive. He continued to fight the good fight of faith. And I want our radio listeners to understand that, yes, we all go through, and this is a trying period in our life. This is almost like a dark season this time of year. We suffer from mental health delusions, recession, depression, and everything else this time of year. Everything comes at us this time of year, and we have to learn how to deal with it one day at a time. We can't take it all at one time. Deal with it one day at a time, including yours truly. I'm not exempt from this. I have to deal with matters one day at a time. I'm learning this. I'm learning this. You know, I thought I could take it on and I can be strong and I can fight the good fight without having God to help me one day at a time. But I give him the credit for helping me one day at a time. And that's where I'm walking right now, just one day at a time, asking God to strengthen me, my inner being. You know, and I ask Radio Land, I ask iHeart, I ask Block Talk, please pray for our leaders, because as we struggle, they struggle as well. They don't need no one to bash them. They don't even want to come at them the wrong way, but they need your support one day at a time. One day at a time. I pray that we will find serenity while we go through this period of history, this period of time in history, that we'll find peace and that we'll find a joy that flows from heart to heart. And then we will find forgiveness, even for our enemies. One thing we can't hold in our heart, we can't just have that grudge and that animosity and all the stuff that we've gone through fighting against the enemy. We can't hold it in our heart. We have to give it to him. Give it to God. Let it go. Okay, Lord, the battle is yours, not mine. The battle is yours, not mine. And then we'll feel a release like never before. I had to go through that period of feeling that release. And Lord, the battle is not mine. It's yours. If the battle is the Lord, you let him fight your battle. And you'll come out on top every time. I guarantee you. Even when in your down moments, and we all have gone through this year, it's been some down moments. It's been some sad moments. It's been some lonely moments. The moments that we thought we would never make it. Moments where I'm laying on our operating table. And they're butchering my head open. And I'm saying, Lord, what do you say? And the Lord said, I'm going to give you 30 more years to do what I told you to do. I said, thank you. Thank you. I said, Lord, I'm going to do it. Because I know my mission is not like everybody else's mission. My goal is not like everybody else's goal. But he said, when you have stood the faith and you fought a good fight as a good soldier, you continue to fight. You continue to put your life of love for mankind and humanity on the line for others. Even if they don't love you back, you love. So the book says, you have to show what do we call an unloving love toward others when they don't love you back. You have to love anyhow as a saint of God, as a man of God, as a woman of God, as God's people. You have to love in spite of, we say. It's hard. It's hard to love when you know that you've done all you can do and there's a force fighting against you. It's hard. It's hard when you say that, Lord, I'm not going to love no more because I know I can't love no more. I haven't given all I can give. I haven't said all I can say. I've done everything I can do. It's hard. But the Lord asks us to even love the more. Love more. We've done all that we can do. When we fought all we can fight. When we have stood and as though we can't stand anymore. The Lord says, stand. It's not time for us to cower out now while we're on the battlefield for the Lord. It's time for us to take a stand. He says, stand in spite of, stand. Stand in the liberty of God. Stand in the presence of God. And says, Lord, I know that I've been wrong. I haven't done everything you told me to do. I haven't said everything you told me to say. I haven't walked every mile of the way that you told me to walk. But Lord, how I am now, I'm asking you, Lord, to bend and to take me and bend me and make me and mold me and shape me into the image of God that you want me to be.
that I can hold up the bloodstain of Jesus Christ and say, I fought a good fight one day. I kept the faith. I want to be on that road. That's the street I want to be on. That's the road I want to travel. Because it's so hard to travel alone. But he says to my spirit, he says, you're not alone. I'll be with you even to the end of the world. So saints, I say to you today, you're not alone during this period of time in history. You're not alone in what you're going through. You're not alone in fighting the good fight of faith. You're not alone. And then the writer came back and said in 1 John, he said, although you feel as though you are alone, you're not alone. Although you feel as though your world is crumbling, he said, although you're alone, you're not alone. And then Jesus summed it up in Matthew 28:20. He said, Lord, I'll be with you always, even to the end of the world. So he's telling me in a spiritual essence that I'm not alone, that my fight is not in vain. My struggles are not in vain. What I'm going through right now, spiritually, is not in vain. Because he's with me. His love and his care and his mercy is all around me. And I can enjoy the peace of God that from above, in spite of the enemy, in spite of myself. You know, sometimes we want to blame the enemy, which is actually it's ourselves that's holding us down. It's ourselves that's throwing a rock behind our hands. It's ourselves that's causing the roadblock. We don't realize it. Because when we pull down those mental attitude or those negative mental attitude and input that positive mental attitude inside of us, we'll see a brighter picture. We'll see where the roads that we turned was not necessary. We'll see that some of the things that we had done in the past was not necessary. But through the grace of God, he's enabled us to come to the future and live in the present. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Brother Howard.
Thank you, Dr. McCorvey. I'm sitting here listening to you and getting emotional about how your struggle and my struggle and other people that work with me in the media, like Representative Thomas Jackson, his struggle. He's just coming off of surgery and has been in the hospital and recovering, and hopefully he'll be back on the air this Sunday. He has been away in nearly a month now. And God has blessed us, and God continue to bless us. And what I'm feeling it now, what I really think about is how we struggle financially to do what we do.
That's right.
I got a credit card, and every once in a while, Blog Talk Radio shuts me down. And then when I do get money on the credit card, they want some kind of code to pay the bill. And all I want to do is just pay the bill and get back on the air. And it's just something all the time.
Amen.
But the thing about that is that God didn't intend for it to be easy for you. You're on the road to Damascus. You're on the Roman road. There's something to take a toll on you all the time. And you need to stay faithful. It's just like this morning. I was talking about this nation and what it's going through and the turmoil and this division in it. And all it is the rugged evilness of Satan and racism, which is at the core of America, who it is. I listen to you sometime when you talk about America being great. And America is just like any other nation in the world. It has made up of evil men and sinners, and we all were born and conceived in sin, and we just like all other men that exist. And guess what? Every nation on the earth, every color on the earth, has had an opportunity to run this world. And guess what, Dr. McCorvey? Every single one of them had screwed it up and tore it down. Just like right now. The Anglo, the white brother and sister. I have seen all the things and listened and read history, and guess what? We have dogged out on every nation that ever walked through this country. Indians, Japanese,
yes,
Germans, Puerto Ricans, I don't care who it is. We done walked on them. And God, God's gonna go, his patience is going to run out. And America, I'm telling you, that's a price to be paid for what you're doing. Just like January the 6th.
Amen.
Can you imagine what that would have been like if the majority of those people would have been black folks or Mexicans or Puerto Ricans or any other than an Anglo white person? Blood would have been running in the streets of Washington, D.C. Yet still they ignore it. Same people that planned it, sitting in legislators in bodies now, making you laws and stopping up laws and stuff that could change stuff. God is going to be tired. He's getting tired. But the thing for us that are out on the battlefield, we have our faults and God know our wrongs just like he know everybody else's wrong. It's going to be a price to be paid. And that price is going to be paid soon. So you better be getting yourself ready. You better be getting yourself ready. I want to mention a couple of things. First, when you came on, I told you I appreciate what you've been doing. I do appreciate it. National Association of Black Defenders, fighting for people behind prison bars. We're kind of slower up here lately, but we're going to get back on this on the battlefield with these issues as soon in people's lives. And your personal walk with Christ, I thank Tanisha for being behind the scene. And you let her know, just like I gave you lessons on morning, Mary.
Hey, you can go get my breath.
Yeah, what time you want to leave? Okay. Hey, Michael.
Yes, sir.
We're gonna go ahead and cut it short. Okay?
Okay.
Because my wife want to go get some breakfast. We haven't been doing too much. I've been under the weather, and she's been in that kitchen all day for days upon end. But anyway, let me go ahead and finish what I was saying. I want to thank the National Association of Black Defenders and what you all do. You let Tanisha know.
Yeah.
I got her message about the OJT like I gave you on the radio station and how to run it and stuff like that. But let her know. I'm going to do that session with her, okay?
Okay, so that sounds good.
Y'all can run this station when I'm not in here. And your
Amen.
Personal walk with Christ. Keep your personal walk with Christ updated.
Amen. Amen.
Keep it updated, son. Sunday school. Read your Sunday school lesson. Walk by God's word. I posted.
Amen.
I shared the link for the Sunday school lesson from December the 5th. Through December the 26th on this broadcast right here. Once you go on there, you can click on, you hear the Sunday school lesson from the 5th all the way up to the 26th. Continue your walk with Christ when even it's looking
Amen.
Like
Amen. Amen.
Love each other. And let Dr. Howard know we're going to get him on. And if I still got an hour and 25 minutes, but my wife wants to go get breakfast and, when they say they want to do something, you try your best to do that. I'm going to cut short the program for today and go ahead and go to breakfast. The nation is in crisis. It's divided. And it's getting worse. And I think about how Fox, sometimes I turn to Fox and say, oh, let them talk about something other than the Democrats and Biden and Kamala Harris, and you'll find some positive, and then they go right back to like they were. It's just like they cannot stand to have 1 hour of just plain old responsible talking about issues and stuff that's going on. I have heard them say very little about them folks that on January 6th. They said stuff, but they be pushing it on the rug every day.
They do.
Every day. And our last thing I want to say is that they talk about the vote and losing the vote and depressing the vote. Can't nobody depress the vote except you. Not Freddie Howard.
Not Dr. Howard. Not Reverend Thomas Jackson,
but only you can do that. And go to www.vote411.org/ and find out the elections and stuff are going to begin in February. February is 22nd. There's a day for you to get registered. Get registered and get up off your duff. Black folk, Mexican, Puerto Rican, white, I don't care who you are. You get yourself registered and you go register to vote. Because democracy in this country is being torn apart, led by folks like Donald Trump, them sick men that is still in public office, Jordan and Rubio and other sick folks in there. Who do you think they think they're going to tear it down? You tearing your own house down. The devil ain't got to do nothing. You doing it yourself.
Doing it to yourself. That's right.
I was going to go through and eliminate a lot of song sound drafts and stuff like that, but Dr. McCorvey, you go ahead and close this out. And I'm gonna play some old Christmas music. I don't know what it is. All I typed in was the word Christmas, and
okay,
I'm just gonna play some Christmas music. When it ends, but we got an hour.
You
want to
go and pray?
It's a wild time now. Yeah. So you take as much time as you want, and whenever you get through, I'll start some Christian music. And I say to you,
brother.
God bless you, son. Keep praying.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, hopefully we can get a grant to help this radio station and help your what you're doing there as well and other things. And let Tanisha know, I didn't ignore it. I just didn't have time to do what needed to be done, but I'm going to do it as well as with the doctor. You got the mic, sir.
Okay. Well, Radio Land, you heard it directly from our public relations director, Mr. Freddie Howard. I want to say something this morning that has I got to say, and that is we got to remain. We have to remain strong. We got to remain faithful, remain in the Lord. As Brother Howard, Freddie Howard just said, we have to remain faithful to the Lord in everything that we do, although we're going through a storm. Woo, hallelujah. Only God can see you through the storm. No matter how dark it gets, how cloudy it gets, you have to remain. You can't throw your hands up because you're in a storm. Don't you abandon the ship because you're in a storm. When the boys were being tossed and driven on that stormy sea, and the waters began to rage, and then the sea began to toss them, what they did, they didn't abandon the ship. They said, hold on a minute. Jesus on board. Let's go wake him up. They went under the deck, and there he was lying there asleep, resting in the midst of a storm. That's powerful right there. How can we rest in the midst of the storms that we go through? But our master is laying under the deck of the ship, resting in the midst of a storm. Hallelujah. We too must learn how to rest in the midst of the storm. That's one of my sermons I have out. You can order that sermon. It's called Peace in the Midst of a Storm. By just calling us and let us know how you enjoy this broadcast and other broadcasts that we bring from the National Association of Black Defenders. Rest. And they said to Jesus, Master, careth not that we perish. And the master rose up. And he spoke words to the wind and the waves and the dashing of the storm.
He said these words, powerful, most powerful words in the Bible. We as saints of God, we as members of this battlefield of life, we need to learn these powerful words. He says, peace, be still. And the waves ceased. The waves began to cease. And all around him became peace. And there was no more troubling of the waters. When the waters are troubled in your life and you're going through a storm, all you got to do is step on deck, my brother, and say, peace, my sister, peace, be still. And watch Jesus calm a raging sea. We've all been there this year. And we've all seen the Master at work. How he has calmed the storms, even in our own lives. Even this morning, I asked him, I had to say, peace, be still. Lord, fight my battles. It may be internal battles, maybe physical battles, maybe battles on the mind, warfare of the mind. Just tell us, let's say to the Lord, Lord, fight my battle. Fight my battle. Peace, be still. When seeing like life itself is turned against you, you just holler out the words, peace, be still, and watch God just turn things around and around and around for you. All you got to do is say, peace, be still. God bless you, Brother Howard, for bringing to us Block Talk Radio and through the voice of your radio, House Production. We want to say thank you this year. Through everything that you do and everything that you have accomplished in this station, we just want to say thank you. You know, God has given you the ability, the talent to continue your work in the radio ministry and continue your work in helping others. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you, Beatrice community. You're an awesome community in the Lord. We thank you for that. New York City, we love New York. We thank you, New York, Block Talk Radio. We thank you. We thank you, Monroeville, Alabama. We thank you for being supportive of this station. Monroe, Louisiana, we thank you for being supportive of Block Talk Radio, the National Association of Black Defenders. Oh, yeah, the on down in Atlanta, Georgia. We said thank you. Thank you, Bernadette. Thank you. Thank you for being supportive. That's one of our activists, Ms. Bernadette, over there. And her name is Bernadette Monroe. She's from Atlanta, Georgia. She's one of our activists from Atlanta, Georgia. She pushed for us to continue to pray for the Judith Jones situation. She was on our team. She was called night and day. And we, when we went to Oklahoma, she was there. And we said thank you for your support and everything that you do for the cause of justice and equality through the National Association of Black Defenders. Thank you, Tanisha. Tanisha Kane, our legal assistant and intake officer there at the home office of the National Association of Black Defenders. We thank you. We thank you for your support this year. We thank you for being on the front line for a lot of times for us, Ms. Kane. We thank you. We still pray for Brother Kane. We still pray for him. He's our brother. You know, we don't want to leave him out. We're praying dearly for him, for his release, because we know God is going to do it. We thank you for both of your support, and that we may continue to do what God has called and ordained us to do with the National Association of Black Defenders. Thank you, Ms. Crystal Montgomery, our co-founder of the National Association of Black Defenders. I know she's had her turmoil of sickness this year, but thanks be to God that God is bringing her through, and we thank God for our sister Crystal Montgomery back there in Pensacola, Florida. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We thank God for our board of directors, Mr. Herman Jones. We said thank you. Thank you for your leadership as executive director of the National Association of Black Defenders. Thank you, Dr. Clayton Howard, our gospel preacher and also our director of human rights. That's Dr. Clayton Howard there in Ohio. We thank you, Dr. Howard, for all your support, your spiritual support, your prayers, the things that you poured into us. And I feel myself coming through because of your prayers. I feel myself getting better because of your prayers, Dr. Howard. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you to everybody that's been supportive of our cause and our purpose and all the things that we've gone through this year, our sickness.
Okay, Dr. McCoy, I forgot I had it turned up while I was getting myself ready to go. To all of you that are listening here on the radio, we thank you for being here with us. We are sorry for that large feedback. There's nothing we can do about it, but it has already occurred. Dr. McCorvey, we are going to put on some Christmas music. This is an introduction. This is part three, part two. Merry Christmas. This is from 2016. We're going to go back and play some spirit-to-spirit music. I think I got Luther Barnes' Christmas with Luther Barnes. I really love Luther Barnes. So, Dr. McCorvey, you still there, sir?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Were you able to hear, you heard that feedback, right?
Yes, I heard some of it, yeah.
Well, anyway.
Yeah, I thought it was me one time.
No, I had turned it on in the studio. See, that's the thing. It's key to not having feedback and stuff is having nothing on but your headphones. But when you using your headphones and you want to hear what's going on, you just turn on the internal speakers and cut off your headphones. And the main thing to remember is to cut them off before you go back on. But anyway, I failed to do so. That's the imperfection of human beings. But anyway, this is Christmas with Luther Barnes. It runs 51 minutes and 44 seconds. We got an hour and 12 minutes left in the broadcast. So I'll probably be gone when it changes over. But thank you, sir. And you have a good Christmas.
Okay, God bless you, brother. Merry Christmas.
Are you feeling better after your spiritual walk with Christ and your talk?
Amen. I am.
When I call you, you sounded a little rough, but I would still go get checked out if you believe you need to get checked out. And
okay, I will, brother.
You enjoy the rest of your day. Love you, sir.
Yes, sir. God bless you, my brother. Love you, man.
God bless you. All right. We're going to go to some music. This is Luther Barnes.
When Jesus was born in the little town of Bethlehem, there was no room for him in the inn. I just wonder, do we have room for him today in our hearts? Jesus left his mighty throne above and came into this world below. He came to set the captive free. But in the town of Bethlehem, there was found no room for him. He was born in such humility. For the gift of life did come, but the world would not receive. Well, there's something I would like to say to thee. The forest tree, but the Son of
as they led him to Calvary. For the gift of life did come, but the world would not receive. Well, there's something I would like to say to thee.
Everybody, oh, it's my time of year. Everybody's happy. Oh yeah. It's Christmas time once again. Our hearts are filled with cheer. Everybody knows it's the time for joy and peace. Oh yes it is. Yet there are those among us who are lonely, with no home, no family. They don't have these precious things like you. So let's remember to give love
on this special day.
On this special day,
we should give love
to one another.
Don't
delay.
It's the time
of year
to give and show some cheer.
Show some cheer.
On this day.
Give love
one.
have boys and girls overseas fighting for the red, white and blue. They won't be home to enjoy Christmas Day. Oh no, no, no. So we must pray for their safety as they go from day to day. We must not forget their sacrifice for a world of peace. So let's send them our love
on this special day.
You and your family are sitting around the fireplace. And just before you lay down in your warm, cozy bed, and before you sit down to eat that big Christmas dinner, remember to always say a prayer for those who are less fortunate than you. Don't forget the homeless, and especially our troops overseas. You may not can afford to buy them a special gift, but a simple prayer, a smile, a kind word, it would go a long way. And we would all just do what we can to show some love. Just lend a helping hand to someone in need. Well, I believe it will make this the best Christmas we've ever had. Oh, yeah. Come on. Let's show some love. Yeah.
Merry Christmas to you.
fellas. How y'all doing today? Y'all know it's almost Christmas time again.
Already? Yeah, man.
Man, this year done going right on by. I've been wondering, what we gonna do on Christmas Day, you know? All this shopping will be over and stores will be closed and everything is shut down.
Time on your hands.
What we gonna do next? Huh? What y'all got in mind? What you gonna do, Haven?
Well, I'm gonna eat a little chicken.
Yeah.
I'm gonna watch a little football and a little basketball.
Yeah.
And by that time, man, I'm gonna be ready to eat again. That's what I'm gonna do.
I heard that.
Oh, you're gonna put on a few more pounds.
What you gonna do, folks, on Christmas Day, huh?
Well, my grandchildren are coming home, and I plan to be just as lazy as a man can be. I don't plan to get up to do nothing. Everything I want, I'm gonna send one of them to get it for me.
Look here, what do you think we get together and go to church on Christmas Day?
Go to church?
You see, it's Jesus' birthday, right? Huh? I think it's only fitting that we go to church at his house and share a little bit of time with him on that day. That's his day. What do you think about that?
I don't think about it, man.
Just a few hours. Let's get together and tell the folks out there, let's invite them to church on Christmas Day, huh?
Okay, okay. Check it
Come
out.
Come on, let's tell them like this.
Let's go to church on Christmas Day. Come on, let's go to church on Christmas Day.
You want to get your whole family together.
Let's go to church on Christmas Day.
Oh yeah.
Let's go to church on Christmas Day. Mother, bring your daughter. And father, bring your son.
Come on,
let's go to church on Christmas Day.
You know what?
You will feel so much better, and you'll be glad you did.
Come on,
let's go to church on Christmas Day.
What y'all think about that?
Huh?
Oh, that's no bad, is it? Yeah, that'll work. Look here, I got an explanation. Tell you why we should go to church on Christmas Day, huh? Y'all think about this right here. Come on, fellas, let's tell it.
Tell me, how would you feel if you had your birthday party and nobody wanted to come to your on Christmas Day?
You know you can't go wrong with that.
Let's go to church on Christmas Day.
Tell your neighbor.
Let's go to church on Christmas Day.
Oh yeah.
Let's go to church on Christmas Day.
Mother,
bring your daughter, and father, bring your son.
Come on,
let's go to church on Christmas Day.
I guarantee you this,
you will feel so much better, and you'll be glad you did.
Come on,
let's go to church on Christmas Day.
I'm really beginning to feel that, huh? Yeah. Won't that work? Yeah, man, ain't nothing wrong with that. I'm gonna get up early myself.
Can we find anybody to
come? Oh yeah, man. Whoever you wanna bring, Doc. It'll be alright. Yeah. Tell Aunt Mabel. Uncle Joe. Junebug, huh? Get them all out there. Bring them on to church on Christmas Day. give God some praise, and then we can go and do all those other things we want to do, huh? Yeah. Come on.
Yeah, we're going to hear some good singing.
And also, we're going to hear some good preaching.
You know, I like church myself. It's all right.
Let's go to church.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Let's go to church.
Man, you know what I'm going to do?
What you going to do?
I'm going to wear my new overcoat.
Yeah, wear a new overcoat, Doc.
All aglow, we'll find it hard to sleep tonight. Spirit to Spirit from the DMV, and you're listening to the best in indie gospel with Miss Martha Ward on WGII Spreaker Radio.
I'm preaching and teaching, I'm walking in the light. Miss Martha Ward, fighting. I'm teaching the gifts that you possess, preaching the gift to no one else. Miss Martha Ward, flavor. Miss Martha Ward, believe.
Give me some of that.
Martha Ward, hey. Come on, Miss Martha Ward, WGII.
Today, we're going to interview with Spirit to Spirit, Denny and Michael Jenkins from the DMV. We're going to get this one in because God is able to do exceedingly abundant beyond all things we can think or imagine. I want to say congratulations to them. They have been with me as well over 9 years, and they have been participators of the WGII. They always do what I ask them to do. They always bless me with the baddest songs, hooks, and drops for the WGII. So we're going to take this opportunity and time to say we are sending Jehovah Rafika. He is the one that can heal our bodies. We send in Jehovah Shalom around the world as we listen in to the fantastical Spirit to Spirit, Michael Jenkins and Denny Jenkins on the official interview ride with the Martha Show right here on WGII/Spreaker Radio. What's cracking around the world? I got the one, the only, the two dynamic duo, Denny and Michael Jenkins on the official ride. We about to get it in for the last of the year with them. I want to ask you guys a question right off the bat. What is the DMV?
Oh, that stands for D.C., Maryland, and Virginia.
Oh, D.C., Maryland, and Virginia.
Yeah, DMV.
Yes.
It's like a tri-state thing almost.
Oh, a tri-state.
Being a D.C. ain't no state.
yeah.
That's what it means, because I was like, what is the DM? Okay. So how are you guys doing?
We're doing real good. I don't want to sound negative. My health ain't been all that good, but I'm still blessed.
Yay, man. Well, we'll make sure we pray for you. Yeah.
Pray for us both.
Yeah.
Are you sick, too?
I stay sick.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Well, that's not...
I'm sick of the Republicans.
Well, I'm going to tell you, God must have put him in the office to get you, a shift change. For all of us, you know what I mean? So you can really
use it.
Yeah, for us to depend on the Lord, not ourselves, on the Lord.
That's right. No
Amen.
Man,
so while we depending on the Lord, we going to make it. Thank the Lord for Michael Jenkins and Denny Jenkins of Spirit to Spirit for from the DMV being on the official worldwide ride. Merry Christmas. We love you, and may God continue to bless and shine his face on us. All right now, you was on the DMV, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, Detroit, Chicago, Ohio, Canada, Florida, Iraq, Kuwait, Iran, ride. Merry Christmas.
Boy, girl, and a little boy. Is it much of this? people say it's just another pagan holiday designed to make us spend our money on things we don't really need, we just want. The true reason for the season is the birth of Jesus Christ. Jesus is the reason for the season.
It's that time of year to hold a loved one.
Once
was the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse.
In my mind,
I had one wish in this world.
from the temptation. Eternal God, our Father, I thank you for the privilege and opportunity to be a part of your agenda for ministry. Thank you for making me an instrument of your service that I may impact and influence the lives of those whom you have placed in my sphere of influence. Help me to accept them as they are and lead them to become what you would have them to become. I ask for your wisdom, your insight, and most of all, the presence and power of your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, I pray. Thank you. Good morning and welcome to House C Production Gospel, Christmas
2019. Christmas 2019.
No rhyme or reason, just because.
Voice of Maria Carey. Oh, holy night, a wonderful, wonderful, beautiful song. As we move here around here in Hussey for Devon Gospel on Bus Block Talk Radio, the year is just about over, but God is still good and still blessing us. Compliance versus compassion, that'd be Matthew, the 12th chapter, verses 1 through 14. You reap what you sow. That's Matthew, the 13th chapter, 24th through the 33rd verse. More than lip service. Matthew, the 15th chapter, verses 1 through 9. The tables are turned. Luke, the 16th chapter, the 19th through the 31st verse. To forgive and be forgiven. Matthew, the 18th chapter, the 21st through the 35th verse. Hypocrisy, Matthew, the 23rd chapter, verses 1 through 8 and 23 through 26. Persistence pays off. Luke, the 8th chapter, verses 1 through 8. Come in. Luke, the 13th chapter, 22nd through the 30th verse. Join the party. Luke, the 14th chapter, the 15th through the 24th verse. Paul teaches about new life in Christ. Equity for all. Romans 2, 1 through 12. Charitable equity for all. 2 Corinthians, the 8th chapter, verses 7 through 15. Equity and conduct. Romans 12, 9 through 21. Equity in character. Colossians 3, 5 through 17. God is just and merciful. Jesus called for justice and mercy. A new life. A new life in Jesus Christ. Oh, what a holy night. Oh, what a holy night. Oh, what a wonderful and holy night. God is so good and merciful, and we thank you. We thank you.
When Jesus was born in the little town of Bethlehem, there was no room for him in the inn. I just wonder, do we have room for him today?
Of the fall.